This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. We've talked often on the broadcast about honeybees and how important they are for pollination. Maybe we should talk at least once a year about the honey. I will after this.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farm All Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
My apologies to my longtime friend, beekeeper Ron Fisher, because I let National Honey Month get away and didn't acknowledge it all during the month of September. Well, we'll try to make up for that today. Ron Fisher has been a beekeeper for probably the better part of 50 years, I'm guessing. He lives near the Mississippi River these days. For many, many years, he was with a mortgage investment firm in the Chicago area. But he's always been a beekeeper, even on the roofs of buildings in Lincoln Park in the city of Chicago. He would want me to acknowledge National Honey Month. It was started back in 1989. Back in those days, I was interviewing Ron Fisher on an annual basis to talk about bees. He would want me to share with you, maybe you didn't know this, there are nearly 20,000 known species of bees throughout the world. 4,000 of those are native to the United States. Did you know that a single worker honeybee produces approximately 1/12th of a teaspoon of honey in her lifetime? So, to fill a single jar of honey, listen to this. The National Honey Board says, to fill a single jar of honey, 22,700 bees are needed. Although Utah's official state emblem features a beehive and enjoys the nickname the Beehive State, if you take a look at the top honey-producing states in America, these lead the list. North Dakota, number one, followed by South Dakota, then Montana is third, California is fourth, and Florida rounds out the top five. Then for the rest of the top 10 honey-producing states, you have Texas, Minnesota, Michigan is 8th, Louisiana is 9th, and Georgia is 10th. I'll be back after this.